Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth, back and all refreshed after a summer off. I hope that you've been able to listen to my summer podcast that I put together for you, all these interviews with people. It was really nice, and I enjoyed making them. I hope you've enjoyed listening. But now I'm back, and you get to listen to me rant about things that are important to me. Now, I love doing this podcast, and I'm really grateful to you for pressing play and downloading and having a listen, and I hope that what I say is helpful to you. This is my 99th episode of my podcast on 8th of February 2022, and so next week, next fortnight, whenever I get to recording the podcast, because as you know, it's just a little bit less than routine, but anyway, next time I talk to you, it'll be my 100th episode, which I think is pretty cool, and I need to find a way to celebrate that with you. Anyway, today it's number 99, and today I'm talking to you about worry. It was just something I was thinking of. I didn't actually sit down and think, right, how am I going to start the year? What do we need to know about in 2022? Let's think about worry. But no, actually, it was just something, I had this bit of an epiphany about the difference between worry and planning. And I thought, right, this is on my mind. I'm going to share it with everybody. So have a listen to what I said to Scotty. It's a bit of an interesting quality conversation because we talked on the phone rather than in person because I'm in Tasmania and we have opened up and we have COVID around and we're trying to be very careful and not spread it more than needs to be spread. So yes, I talked to Scotty on the phone and you'll hear that in the recording and I hope that's okay. But yeah, we chatted about worry and I'll have a chat with you about it a bit more when I come back.
Good morning, this is Alt 26.5. Ruth Amos is with us again this morning on the phone, unfortunately, but she's still with us, which is good. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Scotty. It's nice. I don't have to get up and get showered and into town. It's, you know, good for me, not a morning person.
But normally you come in, even if we talk on the radio, you'll come in and still, you know, sit in a coffee shop somewhere. Does that mean you're not doing that today?
I will actually. Yes, I will.
But, oh, good. But you don't. There's no rush to get out of the house early. So.
There's no rush.
Nice.
No, I know. Enjoy coming in and talking to you. Don't worry about that. I love it.
Well, it's nice just being in person with people rather than on the phone. But anyway, now we shouldn't worry about that, should we?
We shouldn't worry. In fact, we shouldn't worry at all.
That was a good segue, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. There's so many quotes about worry. Like the one that I like from Corrie Ten Boom, worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, it empties today of its strength, which is,
that's good.
Know.
Yeah, I like that.
Emma Bombeck says, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it never gets you anywhere.
and the thing I love about Corrie Ten Boom is, you know, she had enough reasons to worry, didn't she? Like, you know.
Sure did.
Yeah. Wow.
We don't have people knocking on our door asking where we've hidden the Jews and dragging us off to a concentration camp. And yet, you know, we can spend hours and hours in worry. And I used to, last year even, spend hours through the night worrying. And I know all these worry quotes and I know, you know, how Jesus says, do not worry about tomorrow. And I actually thought I wasn't worrying. And that's why I thought I'd talk to you about this today, because I honestly thought that what I was doing at 2 o'clock in the morning was planning, you know, because I'm a planner. And so, you know, I was there planning the next day, planning what I'd say to Scotty on the radio and planning what I was going to do in this or that conversation or about this or that situation. But so I'm just here to tell anyone who does this planning at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's not planning, that's worry.
So what's the difference between planning and worrying? Like, where's the line there?
I'm not a psych. I should just say that out loud. But I think the line is that you can't, worrying is when you can't do anything about it. If I'd gotten up out of bed and got my list book and sat down and thought about the list of things and written some strategies or done something like that, that would be planning. But just lying in bed and letting it turn over and over in your mind, or anywhere, letting it turn over and over in your mind, that's worrying. Mm. And let me tell you that when you've got an argument coming up with someone and you work it all out beforehand, like there's a degree of thinking about what you're going to say, but I just want to remind people that the other person hasn't read this script, so they're probably going to go off script anyway. So planning out the whole conversation, that's worry as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can do something about it, that's planning. But if you're just turning it over and over in your brain, that's worry.
Yeah, it's so good. Such wise words too. How do we plan not to worry?
The thing that I've found really, really helpful is to have a set-aside worry time. I think one of the reasons why these worries hit us at night, like when we're trying to go to sleep, or they hit us in the shower, or at times like that, is because we don't set aside time to actually think these things through. And so your brain, you know, when you've turned off all your screens and stopped distracting yourself, then your brain goes, oh, good, finally, I can talk to her about this stuff. So setting aside a time, just at, you know, 10 minutes or something where you think, okay, what am I worried about? And you write all those things down, that's going to help you not do it at night. And if you do wake up at night, start thinking about it, say, no, I've got a time set aside tomorrow morning where I'm going to sit down and write this stuff out. So I don't need to think about it now.
Yeah,
it's just been so helpful because for me, doing that helped in that way that I could say when I wake up in the middle of the night, no, I have a time set aside tomorrow to worry. I'm going to worry then. That helps. But also because I can look back over these things that I've written down in my worry time and realise how few of them came to pass or how many of these things I was worried about just sorted themselves out anyway. And if you're a Christian, of course, you can just give those worries to God and say, right, it's in your inbox now, God. You deal with it. I'm going to get on with my part of the job.
Yeah, I love that.
It's just been so helpful.
It's good. And I mean, like I've been guilty of worrying over night time too. One thing I've found, which is similar to yours, but I don't set aside the worry time of the day, is if I get up and just write it down, it's almost like I dump it out of my head. And then I go, all right, it's down. I can look at it tomorrow. I don't have to worry about it now. And just go to sleep. You know. So I guess it's a form of what you're saying, except that I'm doing it in the middle of the night.
Doing it in the middle of the night. Yeah, but that it's fantastic. And then I think our imaginative side of our brain likes to be active at night. And so I found that if I start to imagine something that's not important, it's something that I don't have to remember the next day. So often I think about scenes from the book I'm writing, but I'm wondering, and I'm just curious about this, I'm wondering whether it would work, you know, if you choreograph a dance or think about a bit of art that you would like to try or something like that, or just tell yourself a story. It gets the imaginative side of your brain happy, and then that turns into dreams for me and I end up drifting off to sleep quite easily. So that's been very helpful for me, for my midnight worryings.
Good advice. RuthAmos.com.au. And Ruth, I just popped onto your site and you've got one called Twisty Turny Journeys from the 20th of January. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that was fabulous. So that's when I first started my podcast, I started interviewing people. I've got an interview with you on there about your life story as well.
Yeah.
And I just picked a few of those interesting life stories, and one of them is very twisty turny. It's amazing the parts of Ruth's life. Her name's Ruth as well, that came together in the end, and you can see how, you know, all of these different things that she started doing that looked like they were completely unrelated to each other, all pulled together in a nice bow at the end of the story.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to reshare that one with people over the summer.
Love that. All right, so today's takeaway point, don't worry, write it down, set a worry time during the day and write it down.
That's it. That's
all right. Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate your time. God. Ruth Amos there, and her website again, ruthamos.com.au.
So that was my big epiphany, that big realization that I had, which was ridiculous really, but that I wasn't planning in the middle of the night, I was worrying. And as I'd get up in the morning and I'd sit down to do my worry list, I'd think, now what was I thinking about last night? What was in my mind at 3 o'clock in the morning? Oh, when it came to it, that thing just wasn't a big deal actually at all. So one of the things that I really realized as I sat to write my worry list was that things that I was worrying about in the middle of the night just weren't worth even thinking about. Things that would take me, you know, an hour to churn around in my mind during the night would take me 5 minutes to deal with and put in its proper place during the day. I think, really? You were worried about that? Why were you worried about that? So that was one thing, that really good thing that came out of doing a worry list. And another really good thing that came out of it was that, you know, I have these scraps of paper and that I've written my worries on that are in my little shoebox, which is God's inbox. Aren't shoeboxes wonderful? I just love them. I keep them even when I shouldn't. Anyway, so yes, I have a shoebox full of scraps of paper. And okay, a while after, you know, maybe 6 weeks after I started, I went back and had a look at the list of things that are in my God's inbox worry box and realized just how many of these things took care of themselves. I didn't actually need to do anything about them. They just, you know, resolved themselves or were easily dealt with. And so looking at that, or how I feel like God's just taking care of the situation, something that was bothering me, but he just dealt with it and it disappeared, that really helps me to again, not keep churning these things over and over in my mind, but just to say, okay, I am concerned about this. I'm allowed to be concerned about this. I'm going to give it to God now and see what he does with it. And I'm not going to turn it over and over in my mind anymore. There was one situation. We have some lovely friends and they're busy people and we're busy people. And I haven't told them this. I'm not sure if they listen to my podcast or not. But anyway, I was towards the end of last year, I was thinking we should get together for a meal or something that would be really nice. And I sent a message on Messenger and I didn't really get much of a reply, just a little, you know, like of the message that I sent. And I thought, oh, what have I done? Have I offended these people somehow? Have I upset them? I'm just not sure. So I left it for a while and then I sent another message and didn't get much of a reply and thought, oh, I don't know. And then I left it for a long time. We had holidays and whatever. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to give this one more try. Let's see if we can make a time to get together and then I can ask them if I've offended them in any way or, you know, apologize if I've done something wrong. So this was hanging over my head. I'm a bit of a person like this. I want people to like me probably more than I should want people to like me. And I worry that they don't. And so I was just concerned in this particular instance. And we made a date and, you know, finally came up with a time. And I thought, gosh, you know, I've really bugged these people and forced them into having a meal with me and I hope they're okay with it. I hope they're not dreading that we're going to turn up and, you know, worry, you know, like, ugh, brain's going all over the place. So I think I probably put this lunch with these friends into my worry list 5, 6, 7 days in a row. Wrote it down, gave it back to God, forgot about it for the day. And whenever I felt like I was worrying about it again, give it back to God and try not to think about it, turn my brain to other things. It was worrying me, but I was very careful to put it in my worry list and only worry about it during my worry time. This is my new plan. And anyway, we turned up for lunch at their place and they were just so lovely, big hugs, and it was great to see them and they were happy to see us. And without me even saying anything, one of them said, I'm so glad you kept at us about having a meal together because we're so busy and, you know, other people do this too. They did ask and ask and ask and, you know, we want to get together with people, but we're just so busy that we need you to keep asking so that we, you know, actually make a time and get together. All my questions, all my worries, all my anxieties were answered and I didn't even have to say anything at all. And so that's great. That's off my worry list now. Everything's fine. But that has happened over and over again with various things that I've written down. They've just resolved themselves. And I've realized that there's no reason for me to worry about these things. There's no point in me worrying about it. It's going to resolve itself without my help. Because, you know, as I said, planning is when you can do something about your worries. Planning is when you can write a list. I mean, Scotty's idea of getting up in the middle of the night and writing a list is really, really good. The reason I don't do that is because I worry that I won't get back to sleep again afterwards. It's a bit of a catch-22 there. But managing to calm my brain is fine and I get back to sleep. But if you're the kind of person who could get up, write it down, and then go back to sleep, that's fantastic. Go ahead and do that. But yeah, planning is when you can do something, but there are many situations you can't do anything about. And so you can't plan, you can't arrange anything or anything. I mean, I can't organize what my friends are thinking about me. That's not something that I have any control over whatsoever. So at that point, it's worry, and you need to find some way to give it away, give it to God, and get it out of your head. I just want to stop here, and I've just had this thought, you know, anxiety, clinical anxiety, that this is a big deal, and sometimes we need help with our worries. And in fact, my whole worry box idea isn't my idea at all. My psych gave me that idea when I went to her because I needed help, because I couldn't deal with my worries on my own. And I just think there's absolutely no shame in getting help, or even getting medical help to deal with things like clinical anxiety and depression and all that kind of stuff. Some of us do need that extra help. Some of us just need a few hints and tips to help us through these daily situations. So, yeah, I was talking to some people after I talked to Scotty on the radio, and they were saying, yes, you know, they like were doing the gardening and talked through a whole conversation with somebody else in their head. That whole having that argument with somebody or having that conversation with somebody, it's so easy to get ourselves into, but it doesn't actually progress things anywhere. If you can work out how you're feeling and where you're at so that you can be clearer when you're talking to somebody else, that's great. Going any further than that, that's worry. And as I say, they're going to go off script. They're not going to say what you think they should say. I love a comic that says, you know, excuse me, you're going off script. Could you please say what I practiced in my head so that, yeah, it doesn't work like that. So yes, I'm thinking, if you're worrying, and if I've made you aware that what you're doing is worrying and not planning, find some strategies to help deal with it. Write things down, or put some reminders for yourself. If you're worrying that you're going to forget something, find a to-do list that's going to go on your phone and going to remind you to do things. Give yourself time to plan during the day. Give yourself time to think. Don't distract yourself every waking moment of your day, because your brain does actually need to think these things through. And letting your brain have some time to do that, go for a walk and think while you're walking instead of just always having a podcast. I like walking with podcasts. I love podcasts. But sometimes it's a good idea to just take a 10-minute walk and let your brain defrag or think things through. Or sit with a journal and write things out in your journal. I'm such a big fan of journaling in order to get your thoughts straight. Sometimes it feels like I don't know what I'm thinking unless I've written it down. And journaling for me is a regular thing. Every morning I do at least 3 pages in my journal. Some people call it morning pages, or an examine, which is a way of praying and thinking through the day before. And I do that in my journal as well. So giving yourself time to think, that's not time when you just first get into bed or when you jump in the shower. Those are two times where you might find your brain going all over the place. And that's because you haven't given your brain any other time during the day to do that. So yeah. And then, okay. And then my getting back to sleep suggestions are to use your imagination for restful things. Imagine yourself in a restful place. Think about what it would feel like to fly. Tell yourself stories. Write yourself some music. Not things that are going to get you all excited and ready to go. So Moz was like, you know, I can't do this. I can't imagine my working on a project because it just makes me want to get out of bed and work on that project. Well, fair enough. I understand that. But there's restful places that you can deliberately take your imagination. We've been given an amazing thing in our imagination and our creativity, and it's something that we can use to benefit ourselves. So imagining restful things, or breathing, working on controlling your breathing, or breathing in for a count of 4 and out for a count of 6. It's always important. I learned this. I think it's amazing. Breathing in, that activates a part of your nervous system that gives you energy. So you'll see people like doing a lot of breathing in to activate themselves. Breathing out activates a part of your nervous system that's restful. So you actually, even with each breath, your heartbeat changes slightly to be faster and slower, faster and slower. So if you're wanting to calm yourself down, concentrating on the breathing out is the thing that will calm you down. So, yes, I said breathe in for 4, breathe out for 6, pause. That's going to activate that calming part of your nervous system. It's going to calm you down. It's amazing. Now, some people say that that means that they feel like they're then hyperventilating or whatever. So we'll slow it down, slow it way down, and concentrating on the breathing out helps you to keep that slow and stop you from hyperventilating. So that's a nice thing to do to rest yourself, to calm yourself. So yeah, they're my hints and tips for dealing with worry. And also, I also have found myself asking myself questions like, what are you looking forward to tomorrow? I've found that I was so hyped up and stressed and anxious that I wasn't looking forward to anything. I was looking at each day as a day to make it through. Wake up in the morning, think, hope I make it through today. Get to the end of the day and think, whew, I think I made it through in one piece. Let's go to tomorrow. I'm not saying this so you feel sorry for me because I'm not like this anymore. But I realized that that was a habit my brain had gotten into. And I needed to ask myself, what are you looking forward to in the next day? What's one thing that you're going to really enjoy doing? And, you know, I am so blessed and fortunate. You know, the thing I was looking forward to doing today is this podcast. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy the life I've built myself, and I know I'm privileged and grateful. But is there something, anything that you're looking forward to in the next day? And if there isn't something that you're looking forward to, can you put something in there? Can you say, okay, I am looking forward to the 5 minutes when I'm going to make myself a cup of tea and sit down at the table and drink it? That would be cool. So what are you looking forward to in the next day? What did you enjoy in the past day? Can you look back over what you did? And even though you didn't think you were going to enjoy anything, there was a 10-minute gap there where you really enjoyed, or a conversation, or a time that somebody made you laugh. What did you enjoy in the day just gone? What was hard but worthwhile that you did in the last day? Or what's a hard but worthwhile thing that you're looking forward to? How satisfied are you going to feel when that thing is done? Matthew chapter 6 in the Bible is just a beautiful word from the Lord about that. He says, why do you worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? And I think that that covers just about everything. Like, if you're not worrying about what you have to eat or drink, or what you're going to put on, then you're okay. Like, that's the basics of life, and that's already covered. He says your life consists of much more than that. And you are worth, you're so valuable to God. And I'm paraphrasing like crazy here, but it's all there in Matthew chapter 6, and you can find it online, I'm sure. But it says your Father, your Heavenly Father, already knows what you need before you ask Him. So don't worry. Don't worry saying, what will we drink, and what will we eat, and what will we wear? Because your Heavenly Father already knows that you need these things. Don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So I think it's a wonderful thing to know that we can trust God to take care of the issues that we have, and the problems, and all the things we need. And we don't need to worry. And I rest in that. And I pray that you can rest in that too. You can find my blog about this on ruthamos.com.au. You can listen to past podcasts and those interviews that I was talking about. There's a whole heap of fantastic interviews with amazing people that I chatted to when I first started this podcast. And you can sign up for my mailing list at ruthamos.com.au as well. And I just encourage you to feel free to share this podcast with anyone that you think it will help. I would love for it to help as many people as possible. And I will chat to you again for episode 100 next time.